This is Dirk from Mavericks Rugby. Rugby is a sport that separates the men from the podcasters. My own prayer!
I feel I've lost my way.
That's what happens when you put a hit out on your wife.
That's true. I love the new Papa Roach.
Hey, this is Casual Lit. I'm Jason.
I'm Rody.
And I'm Chris.
Today we have a special someone in the little, what is this called? Studio toy room slash whatever the fuck it is. Scott, what's up, man?
Hi.
Scott is a good friend of mine and Rody's, has been for way too long. You guys were in the same class, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Holy shit.
Was that 2001?
One, yeah.
Because that was 2002, so eighth, you know, sixth grade.
Oh, God.
Well, not for me. I didn't show up till
seventh?
Ninth grade.
Oh, I thought, oh, that's right. Garner had junior high, and then you got to choose which high school to go to.
Right. I had the choice between Peaster, Millsap, and Weatherford.
And you chose Peaster.
I did, because I wanted to play basketball, even though I was terrible at it. Little did I know how bad I was at it.
You got two rings. Got those two bling bling rings.
Right.
Whenever I tell somebody that this is how I say it. I was like, yeah, I went to Peaster 2002. I was part of a state championship program. That's how I say it. I don't say I won them, but I'm like, I was part of this state championship program.
I just said I blew out my knee and couldn't play anymore.
Wait, did that really happen?
I dislocated my knee.
Jeez.
Why do I not remember that? What was that, junior year or senior?
Sophomore. I think it was sophomore year. And Sean Harney. I ran into going for a loose ball, and I ran into his back, and I dislocated my knee.
Whew.
But then everybody wanted to practice in the afternoon, and I was the only guy that had a job.
Oh.
Nobody wanted to practice in the morning, so I got phased out, and I was like.
Damn.
I'm just a white kid under 6 foot, so.
But you can make threes like nobody's business.
Yeah.
And now, right now in the NBA, you'd be number one.
That's true.
Steph Curry, what is he, 6 foot? Makes 700 threes. That's all he does.
Actually, I think he's like 6'3".
Yeah. That makes me feel bad because he's my height.
Like, they all look tiny.
Yep. It's like, oh, all you got to do is yell Curry and shoot a three from wherever, from wherever you're standing on
yep.
the court.
Preferably one step past half court.
Yep.
Has that replaced the Kobe?
Yeah, pretty much.
Very much so.
Kobe was fade away. Like, you'd say Kobe when you're fading away, but now you just chunk it and go Curry. Like Luka's shot last night where he was trying to get the foul. Did you see that?
Mm-hmm.
Tried to get the foul, like he leaned in, and then somehow one-handed, and it just went swish.
How was the game, by the way?
I wouldn't know. I was at home.
No!
Yep. I was sick, and I went and was talking to somebody, and they were like, you shouldn't go to the game. I was like, yeah, I agree.
That's too bad.
I was supposed to go to the Mavericks game and sit in the suite last night, but...
What happened?
Did you get tickets from work?
Yes, from work. No, I was coughing, and if you can tell, it sounds like I'm losing my voice right now. Or maybe that's wishful thinking. So that way you have to host it.
You're just trying a new persona.
Deep voice. Phoebe.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to lick your beer after you're done with it so I can get my cold back.
I can't wait.
That's weird. Oh, you gave us the first beer.
I did give y'all the first
Scott,
beer.
Why don't you pour yourself a sip of that? Is it what are we starting with?
This is their Mexican lager. So
okay. You'll be all right with this one.
Yeah, so I had to go up to Sherman today, and lo and behold, they had hours open for 903 Brewing up in Sherman. So I swung by real quick because it had been, I think, 3 years since we've been there. And... got a couple of six packs and a bomber. So this is their Mexican lager.
Mexican. That I can never hear that word ever in my life without thinking about Johnny Depp. Are you a Mexican or a Mexican?
Cerveza, por favor.
I always heard that. I never knew where it was from.
Yep, Johnny Depp in that Once Upon a Time in Mexico.
Yep. Is that it?
Mm-hmm. With Antonio Banderas.
You said it wrong.
Banderas.
Yeah. Sorry about that. So, yep. Cerveza Por Favor Mexican style lager, which means it's going to be weak on the ABV. What? Not more than alcohol content, not more than 3.2 by weight, whatever that means. 4% alcohol by volume. 4%. Do you like it?
I like it better than I remember the first time having it. Because we had it when they first came out with it. And we were like, this is trash.
So, if you guys were curious, this pairs well with street tacos.
Okay.
Queso fresco.
Okay. I see a theme.
My personal favorite.
Curry.
Pool floaties.
Pool floaties.
Perfect what, for your December needs.
Starting to wonder if this is fresh. But I can't read. Oh. Expires 3/22/19. Nope. That was brewed on 3/22/19, wasn't it?
God, I hope not.
Yeah, has to be. 3/22/19. Jeez. It is 2020 now.
3/22/19. Surely not. Because this was in a stack on the floor.
What else would that date mean?
At the brewery. I don't know.
Well, people at grocery stores really do rotate.
Not beer, they don't.
Well, I mean, has it lost its Mexican luster? That was inappropriate.
So what is a Mexican lager?
Thank you. I was going to say, what is a Mexican lager? What makes it a Mexican beer? What the Corona, what is that, you know? Is it a it's not a spice. I'm not sure what it is.
It's a skunkiness.
Is it?
But usually you find those beers in a clear bottle, which lends to UV radiation getting to the beer and making it a little skunky, which is why you want to put lime in it. Because it makes it taste better.
This tastes exactly 10 months old to me.
That's weird. It's nice and clean, though.
Ah, yeah, it's fine.
There's no floaties in it?
Nope. No floaties.
Crystal clear. No, it's actually really good. And I don't much care for Mexican lagers. I don't care for lagers because there's no hops in there. Get the fuck out of my face.
No, I think this would be all right. You get a lime. I think this would be all right.
Yeah, that means my wife, Caitlin, would love it.
She would.
Dress it good.
With some s'mores.
Shots fired. Take that, Michael Harper. One of our buddies that's a brewer, he doesn't like things to get dressed. Or does he? No, he does.
He likes them undressed.
Yeah, he likes things undressed. Nah, it's a... Oh, man. No, this isn't bad. What do you think? Did you try it, Scott?
Yeah, it's not bad.
You wouldn't buy it again, would you?
Scott, your glass is empty.
I drank it.
Oh, damn, he jugged it all.
Yeah. I poured a little baby glass. It definitely isn't the worst beer I've had.
Nope.
Well, oh, those are coming up.
Yeah, but I'm definitely not a good judge of beers because you all know what I just plainly drink.
You're better than Bud Light.
You are a good judge of beer because you drink beer.
Take that. That's true. I think the funniest, he was at my house a couple months ago, and I was like, hey, do you like cold coffee? And I don't remember what I gave you, but it was a cold coffee beer. And he was like, nope, this is terrible.
Oh, yeah. It was like really like a sharp taste to it.
Yep.
Like almost like, what do you call it? Like that cocoa chocolate stuff. That's,
yep. Spicy.
Yeah. I couldn't. But I'm not a coffee drinker either.
Yeah, that should have rethought that process. But also, I don't care enough. Like, if you go to Rody's house, he's probably got 75 different versions. I have two because I drink my beer too fast.
I like whenever you come over and you bring different beers because you're like, one of these days I'm going to get you one and I'm going to get you hooked on one. And I've bought that, I think it's got a B on it. It's like honey, yep, something or other.
Yep.
I've bought that several times.
It's the one that I got Spike drinking too.
Right. So local Chigon? Buzz.
Local Buzz.
Local Buzz.
Yep, that's it.
Honey wheat.
Yeah, I tried to. They didn't have any the Land of Milk and Honey. That's what I was going to try and get, but
that one's all right. 903. I'll never forget them because I wanted to try their birthday beer that they had. It was that birthday marshmallow birthday cake, all that garbage. Y'all were supposed to go, then you had to work or something. Someone else had to work, and I said, I'm going to BFF by myself. I sat out there in the patio and was like, yeah, I came here for this. Terrible. It was disgusting. It was terrible, Scott. You would have hated it. Did not taste like graham crackers and marshmallows. It tasted like...
butt in feces?
Yeah. I think when they... I'm speaking towards every brewery that makes beer now. When you get too much crap in there, it's just not that good.
You're not going to like the last beer.
I bet I don't. You didn't have any hops in there today. I'm sad. I'm going to go kill myself.
Not at all. I was trying to think of the guest we had on today.
Gotcha. He did this all for you, Scott.
I'm not special. I ain't nobody. I'll drink. I'm not going to turn down free beer.
Oh, well, wait till you try the last one.
Whenever Michael came over, he brought over, it was in a plastic handle.
Nice.
I don't know. It
That's
was
a
like,
good start.
It was, what the hell was it? It was like a ripoff of, it said something Canadian. It was a ripoff of Crown. I don't know.
Canadian what Mist.
No, it didn't even have Canadian in it. It had, it said in small letters, Canadian Blend. Royal.
Come on, Chris. Jay has to drink this, right?
He probably would.
I don't know. I'm surprised it wasn't Kentucky Deluxe, but you know, he poured like three shots in a row. I mean, they went down smooth, but it, I mean, it wasn't terrible, but
did it get you there?
I definitely wouldn't buy it.
Are you looking up crinkly bottles of whiskey?
Crinkly, Chris? Bottles, yeah. Well, Canadian whiskeys. Canadian Mist, that one.
That's the one I think of, the off-brand.
That Canadian Mist is actually not that good. I mean, not that bad. I mean, as far as, I'm not a really big whiskey drinker myself, but it's not too bad.
Yeah, I told Jason we need to set a date for the Four Loko chicken challenge.
Fuck off. They want to make chicken with Four Loko.
No, marinate it.
Yeah,
you gotta marinate it.
I'm just kidding. I'm going to do that.
And then we can cook it like three ways. We can smoke it, we can grill it, and we can microwave it.
Probably. I don't think microwaving chicken is a
buffet.
Keeping with the theme, palette. Probably microwave.
Yeah. Let's do... Wait a second. You're saying Four Loko's the poor man's drink? Still looking for that seltzer. I know you're out there, Four Loko. Total Wine did not have it.
Now you got the Bud Light seltzer.
There's I was about 2 seconds away of grabbing some of that for tonight.
The Bud Light seltzer?
Yeah.
I would have gave you a hug.
Bud Light.
I didn't know that. I got one sitting in my refrigerator. I guess Michael brought it.
The Bud Light seltzer?
Yeah, I didn't. I saw it sitting on the shelf, and I was like, I'll just stick with the Miller.
No, seltzer's for when you work out. So, like, after your four-mile run, you grab yourself a seltzer. Should have grabbed a seltzer.
It's refreshing.
Yep, and you still get a buzz. It's
for health.
Yeah, that's what it's geared towards. The entire market is, you know, the shows the girl just getting out of the gym. She's like, psh, ooh,
and then
seltzer.
And then intestinal cramps because you just drank alcohol right after you worked out.
Doesn't dehydrate you. Yeah, it's carbonated water, Rudy.
It's fine. Yeah. Totally fine.
Poor Michelob Ultra. Like, how much of their market has been? They're losing the only customers they had to seltzer.
Right.
Take that, Michelob Ultra.
I like beer, but I also want 96 calories.
I want abs, but I'm going to drink beer. You saw that picture of Mark Wahlberg, right?
Oh, yeah.
He said he was like, he'd been eating clean and stopped drinking alcohol for like 6 months. I was like, screw that. I'm still keep drinking. I'll go with dad bod. Good.
But you're also not getting paid millions of dollars to do
work
that.
Out.
Yeah. Well, thanks for making me feel better.
If my office had a gym, I'd use it.
Yeah, so if a movie company wanted to pay my fees to have a personal trainer / cook all my meals, yeah, I would look fucking ripped all the time too.
The guy, yeah, like the Rock and his 47 snacks a day.
Right.
Lord.
Here, Rhodey, here's your snack for the hour.
That would be awesome. Cut. Rock, here's your snack. All right, let's go again.
But the stuff
from the top.
The stuff he was eating, though, and it was like every day, like not much variance on those meals.
Like two whole chickens, like 3 or 4 pounds of rice.
Oh.
And then two shots of steroids.
Right. Yeah. That's the important. That's the important ingredient in this whole mixture.
HGH.
Nope.
Right.
The Rock is pure.
Imagine if movies had drug testing like baseball or football or something. Oh, sorry, you lost the part. Now skinny Jason gets the part. Yeah!
Rock, we have some bad news. We don't see any steroids in your system.
Which his dad passed away this week. R.I.P. Mr. Johnson.
Yeah, I didn't realize he was still alive. You don't ever hear him talk about him. It's usually about buying stuff for his mom.
Yep, and his Under Armour.
And Ford contracts.
Ford. Found on the road dead. Ah, ha, 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 ha.
Take that, Michael.
Built Ford rough. I don't remember the joke, though. I don't remember it. I don't remember. Yeah, no. I missed the game yesterday, but I did. No, I don't want to talk about that, actually. Not yet. I'm not shifting gears yet. Let's talk about this beautiful song, since everybody says we should talk about it.
Beautiful is in the eye of the beholder.
Wish you could sing Daughter right now. So I found this today. I went to the... I'm all over the place. I talk about listening to music at work all the time now, and I go to the new releases almost every day, and I actually just saw there's a new In This Moment song.
Oh, really?
So I don't know which one's more important.
I can't wait.
Yeah, that video just came out, too.
I know the band Pearl Jam, and I love them very much, and this is their brand new song. It's pretty freaking great if you know good music, which I do. Yep, had enough of that. Anyways, I dare y'all to go download Dance of the Clairvoyance.
Is that like the only song they've released so far?
Yeah, it's the single off the new record.
That means that should be their best one.
Well, I hope so. I hope that whole record sounds just like that.
Is that like all the original band?
I need to look at it. I didn't. It says Pearl Jam. It just made no sense. I was like, I'm sitting there like hearing Eddie Vedder's voice. I'm all excited. Don't call me. I was like, this song is going to fit my day today. If I was on hallucinogens.
Which I was. So it was perfect.
At my desk. La la, why's all the colors everywhere?
That's the guy that sung Jeremy.
Oh. Yeah, and Black. Black's like one of my favorite Pearl Jam songs.
That's a good song.
What? I know you. No, I don't want to do that right now. That hits me in the heart.
I don't even know if I've heard that song.
Aaron Lewis does a cover of it that'll make you cry too. With him and his little guitar. All by himself. Velocity, this the real mother. Thanks for ruining that song, Fred Durst. He's playing this whole badass outside song, and then you got Fred Durst right there in the middle. This the real motherfucking deal, y'all.
Great contribution, Fred. Thanks.
So funny too, because
Fred, shut the fuck up.
So that was on the Family Value CD.
That was on the uncut version.
The pink one. That came with bubblegum and cards. I have all the cards.
Nice.
It was terrible, but yeah, you listen to it. All right, we're going to listen to this In This Moment song now. Get metal in this motherfucker. This is the one the girl singer, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the cover says a lot.
Right.
I don't think these people will sue us. We can play this one longer. Hope I get a cease and desist from... Be like, I'll see you in court. Hot stuff. It's a joke. It's got a little new metal sound to it. Here we go. Nope.
Father is wrong, mother's right. Oh, fake breakdown.
We're gonna have to skip. Okay. All right, I'm going to listen to that. That's In This Moment, the in-between. Oh, the in-between. Isn't that Stranger Things?
It is.
Nah, I'm not listening to that crap. Is it, Chris?
Yeah, it is.
See? I only watched 7 episodes of that
show. In This Moment's actually a really good band. I like them.
You're a really good band. I like you.
Except the Gun Show song. That's
that was a terrible
song.
God, that's so bad. The lyrics are spectacular, but everything else is bad.
I did Slipknot today, for the record.
That's weird. All 70 of them?
Every song from them is pretty good. Although, apparently they re-released their first CD with demos on it.
Okay.
And I guess they tried to be a punk band when they first started, or somebody at Google screwed up.
Okay.
Because it was really weird, and it sounds like it's trying to be punk. It's like, what is this? It's really weird. It doesn't even sound like Corey, so somebody might have made a mistake.
Maybe they had a different singer at that point.
It's possible. Possible. I know that Corey wasn't the first. I actually know that, which I don't know why I do, but I do. But yeah, so which I think I've told you, but like at work, I'm just putting on one artist and going all the way through.
Yeah, you sent me
3 days grace, and
you got me a good. I think what was that one? 3 days grace was a good one. The last verse, I screenshot that, saved that, and then the Parabell one.
Yep.
Yeah, you've You definitely got me a bunch of good songs on my Spotify list.
Spotify.
And then in this moment, that definitely got my interest, so I'm probably going to add that looking for those.
Yep.
Have you seen that singer?
She's pretty good looking.
Maria Brink.
Easy on the eyeballs.
Yes.
Unless you watch that video of the gun show.
Yeah.
I made a mistake by pouring this.
Why is that?
This is a goes. That means salt water.
Yeah.
It means it's the damn ocean.
Well, that's the way she goes.
Blackberry cherry flavored ocean water.
Ugh.
German style sour ale. I'm ready to get Scott's face when he tries this.
What beer is it?
It's definitely sour. Definitely not something I would buy. I don't think I've liked any of the sour stuff.
Does your cheeks hurt when you drink this? Mm. Oh, man. That's not a cheek splitter, though.
The best?
He brought a sour in here once that it hurt my mouth just taste it.
It's coated.
Keep cold. No, that's February.
That's 00?
Yeah, that's...
Keep cold and consult your medical provider.
022. That's the year 2...
Yep.
That's 0220, so February and 20. So it was brewed in the future. 10 days in the future.
Perfect.
I mean, this one, though, like the date on it's like straight... I mean, you can't get past 32219, so their code's messed up.
What's the beer?
Definitely got a little bit
of... It's called Goes...
Floaties in there.
It's literally called Goes Blackberry Cherry. German style with blackberries and cherry. It says blackberries and cherries on here 14 times. You guys ready for what you're going to pair this with? Bratwurst. Mm. You ever eat a bratwurst? I had the vegetarian one. It was gross.
Where?
It was Beyond Meat. They made a bratwurst.
Okay. You bought it from the grocery store and tried it?
Made it myself. Didn't use sauerkraut. Isn't that where you're supposed to put with that?
Yep, sauerkraut.
Only if you're... Disgusting.
Sauerkraut's awesome.
I don't know what this word is. No. C-E-V-I-C-H-E.
Ceviche.
What is that? It's dead animals.
Seafood salad, basically.
It's acid cooked fish.
Really? He said seafood salad. You said acid cooked fish.
Well, that's basically how they cook it. So it's raw fish and they put it in a bunch of lime juice and it technically cooks it. It's not bad.
Do you want to guess which activity goes well with this?
Suicide.
It's not sexual.
Okay. Suicide. So banging hookers is not one of them.
Horseshoes. Does it make you want to go out and throw a horseshoe?
I guess they're just trying to be cute and funny with that stuff.
I don't know.
They were wrong.
These are the people that said we made a pastry beer for the ladies in the kitchen.
That's true. Down with the patriarchy. Oh, by the way, this is a pastry beer.
That we made for you. You don't believe me? I'm going to check my math over there.
This says more alcohol than the cerveza. 7.8.
Nice.
For a goza?
That's pretty stout. Pretty, no, what's the word? Chest when you stout. No, that was not the word I'm looking for. Pretty whatever. I don't care.
Sure.
High gravity?
Sure. I failed miserably. Start a beer podcast, they said.
It'll be easy, they said.
I don't know shit about it. No. This is more of a Marvel podcast anyways. Well, actually, we've been talking music mainly now, but that was pretty much it for the music. There's nothing... You find any new bands lately, anybody? Any new music?
Not new music.
What about old music, Chris?
Oh, gotta go with Minus the Bear, obviously. Love them. And Old School Simple Plan. Been listening to that.
You've been listening to the first Simple Plan record?
Yeah.
That'll make me cry forever, dude. Because we lost it all. Nothing lasts forever. I'm sorry. I can't be perfect.
Oh, the breakdown days.
Oh, God, dude. That whole record, though, when I listen to it, it makes me want to be a kid again. And I guess I can move into almost staying right on top of that. So yesterday, instead of going to the Mavericks game, I got to watch the new Jay and Silent Bob movie, finally.
Clerks 7?
No, the Jay and Silent Bob reboot.
Oh, the actual reboot.
Yep. That's all it did was made me realize how old I am and how sad I am.
Aren't those tickets like $15?
Holy crap. It's on video now. You can rent it, buy it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, you can get it from Blockbuster.
Nice.
Nice.
That means download it illegally. Legally. Right, Chris? Legally?
Illegally.
Illegally.
We'll fix it in post.
When I say illegally, I mean ill and then dash legally. Like, oh, I'm sick. I will legally download this. That's right. What that means. Sorry, folks.
It's all for entertainment purposes.
But it was $10 on Google Play. To rent it was $5.99 and to buy it was $10. I'm like, I guess I own this now. So, review time. It was exactly as I said it was going to be. Cheap as dirt. But there were 1,000 cameos in it. And they relived like every single movie he ever made. And it was just like, oh. Just hit me in the feels. I was like, holy crap. He like went through everybody. They even had one of the angels from Dogma on there.
Really?
Yeah, Matt Damon.
Nice.
I didn't want to spoil it, but Matt Damon and Ben Affleck. And it was just crazy. Mall rats. They go back to the mall and it's dead and empty. Because, you know, malls aren't cool anymore. Unless you're going toy hunting.
Did they find the psychic?
Psychic?
Yeah. The one with the three boobs?
Oh, no.
Or three nipples, I guess.
She wasn't on there. No, but the two. So in Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, the very beginning opening scene, there's two kids that walk up to him and try to buy weed off of him. And they're like, $15, little man, put that in my hand. That whole scene, those two guys came back. I was like, no way. And I remembered who they were. Poor Caitlin was just sitting there like, what the hell are you talking about?
Because I knew the worst movie ever.
Everything they brought up, I'm like, whoa. Or somebody would pop up. I'm like, holy crap, this person's still alive. But yeah, it was just, it's a whole trail down memory lane. And it's exactly what I said it was. That was really cheap. Really cheap. It's like, pretty sure we could have made the exact movie for a couple mil less. It's really cheap. But it was fine. It was fine.
Was Jennifer Tilly in it?
No. Wait, who's Jennifer Tilly? Which one was she in?
I thought she was in Mallrats.
That girl from Mallrats, that's not Jennifer Tilly. She is in it. But here's the thing. She played two different characters. The girl she was in Mallrats was not in this movie. The girl she was in Chasing Amy was in this movie. Mm. I'm way up on my VSQ universe stuff. I overly know all this. Also, Ben Affleck played two or three different characters. But he makes the best joke. I'm going to spoil it. I'm going to give this away right now. He makes the best joke. He's talking about moms. And he says something about Superman. He goes, yeah, and Superman's mom. And he goes, whose name escapes me. And then he looks right at the camera. I busted out laughing. It's like, oh. He made a lot of Batman jokes about himself, though. Because if you remember from Dogma is where they're talking about Ben Affleck was the bomb in Phantoms, yo, and they give each other a high five. Well, this time Jay's like, Ben Affleck was the bomb as Batman, yo, and gives him a high five. It's a thing funny. But yeah, he makes a lot of Justice League jokes and stuff. It's so funny. Ben Affleck's just pissing on it, but he does not look good, by the way, in this movie. He looks like he needs to
go to rehab again.
Yeah, oh, I was like, oh my God, like his head's sideways and he's kind of got a little tick to him. I'm like, no. Someone else, I can't remember who it was, someone else looked really bad in this movie too. I was like, whoo.
Silent Bob,
get that guy some help, he's gonna die soon. Chong was in it. Oh, Val Kilmer looked, he was in it, he looked really bad.
That guy's had a lot of plastic surgery.
Well, he had throat cancer and refused to get it treated and said prayer would fix it.
Right.
Did not work. That's a terrible thing to say, but that's what happened.
It's in God's hands. Yeah, he's going to take you.
And then he went and got surgery like 6 years too late.
Right.
It's like, hey, your face is all fucked up now.
Well, that's weird. They would have just taken that out a little bit and you would have been totally fine.
Yeah, that sucks. And somehow he's going to be in the new Top Gun movie, and I feel like he's going to have a 30-second part because he looks like a scary monster. I'm a huge Val Kilmer fan.
He should have played Morbius.
I'm one of the few. I feel like that's, I've got, I feel like I'm doing that, you know. I like girls. I have girlfriends. I feel like I'm doing that whole thing. I like Val Kilmer. I love his movies. I've seen them all 37 times. I believe he was the best Batman. That's not true. Do you not like Batman Forever?
Man,
George Clooney was the best Batman.
Poison Ivy one?
Yeah. No, yeah. That was Uma Thurman as Poison Ivy. Mm-hmm. Tommy Lee Jones as Two-Face.
Jim Carrey was in it.
Jim Carrey as the Riddler. Val Kilmer as Batman.
Oh, and what's his face? Schwarzenegger was in there, wasn't he?
That's the next one.
That's the Clooney one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Poison Ivy was in that one, too.
Chris is right.
The heat
Chris
is
right.
On.
Chris is right.
Ice to see.
Take two of these and call me in the morning. I'll never forget that Val Kilmer read that script and said, I'm out. That's how that happened. You should read about it. It's hilarious.
And then George Clooney is like, I'm definitely in.
Yeah, it's like, what are you doing, dude? What are you? Yeah, look at him. He looks scary, dude.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry, Val Kilmer. I love you. Man, you'll always be my Mad Mardigan.
That's why he wears the scarves.
From Willow. Yeah, supposedly it looks a little better now, but because that Jay and Silent Bob shot 2 years ago. Anyways.
Age is a hell of a thing.
That's also throat cancer. You get double teamed by age and throat cancer. You're kind of booed. But yeah, I don't know. Maybe he'll bounce back.
It's like an off-brand crocodile hunter.
Oh, yeah. He could see that. He could be the next Crocodile Dundee. Hey, we got a part for you.
It kind of looks like James Woods.
How come the only parts I'm getting offered are in these Men in Black movies? It's weird. Yeah, that was a terrible jab, I guess. Anyways. But yeah, go sit, watch the movie, $10, rent it, buy it, whatever. It's not bad. I think you'd like it. Did you watch any of those movies? You watched
Not really. I watched Mallrats. I liked Mallrats.
You non-stoner.
Like Clerks and all that stuff, I never really got into.
Clerks 2 is like the best movie ever.
I think that's the only one I've ever seen.
Takes the ring, walks 10 steps, puts the ring in the volcano. Fuck you, movie over. So funny.
Right before Frodo bricks in his mouth.
Yep. Yeah, Clerks 3 is the next movie, and he's working on it. So, and he said that's going to be the explanation point on the whole thing.
Going to be in black and white again?
Probably. I would assume.
Is Jason Lee going to be in it?
He wasn't in any of the Clerks. He was in Mallrats, and he was in the Jay and Silent Bob one again. That character from Mallrats was in it. Also, I'm trying not to spoil it. Spoiler alert. He gets back with Shannon Daugherty and they end up married with a baby.
How does Shannon Daugherty look?
She's not in it.
Now I'm disappointed.
Which is so weird because he mentions it by name.
Uh-huh.
I couldn't tell you the name now, but he said the name was like, oh, he got back with Shannon Daugherty. And once again, Kevin's like, what the fuck are you talking about? I was like, because he was playing Sega and he wouldn't get out of bed.
Ooh.
She's not looking bad.
Oh, God. That is terrible.
Uh-oh.
That is terrible.
Let's let Scott talk about that's this like, one. Here you go, Scott.
That's like...
But Scott, treat yourself.
That's like aged chocolate syrup with like bad whiskey in it.
Okay. It is aged in whiskey barrels.
So you don't like aged chocolate syrup?
No.
Is that the Baptiste?
No, this is not the Baptiste. No, I'm not. This is called Treat Yourself.
It's called Treat Yourself?
Uh-huh.
I'm not punching.
By Nano3.
If he said that about the
Treat Yourself.
Baptista.
Oh, man.
Did anybody watch anything cool lately? You watch anything cool, Scott?
I started rewatching The Office.
Yeah!
Nice. I started watching Sneaky Pete.
Yep, you're watching a show that ends without an ending.
Of course it does. Don't most of them, though?
Way to go, Chris. You got us turned on to a show that doesn't have an ending.
But although, were you happy with most of the endings on most of the shows that you love?
No, but when they drop off, it's much worse.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still lingering about My Name is Earl. It's been 20 years. It's still right here in my head.
Is that the one where you...
Chris, drink the rest of your water.
Wins the lottery and goes around apologizing or something. Yep,
fixes stuff. He makes a list of all the bad things he did.
Okay.
Tries to fix them. And it went all the way to season 5 and then just, they cut it off.
Jeez. I started watching something, I think it's called Corporate. It's like some weird, like dark take on these two guys that work in a corporate office.
Hmm.
Kind of funny. I don't know, it was on Plex, but then I stopped watching it.
Stop giving me corporate. That actually sounds interesting.
I think it's still going. There's two seasons on there now.
Okay.
Like I said, I think it's still going.
Sounds
but
cool. I think I mentioned last week that I watched the new Terminator, didn't I? Ooh.
It was terrible. Oh, yeah, because you said Homegirl can't act.
My son said it was the greatest movie ever.
Did he really?
I guess just because of the action explosion.
I can see that. That makes sense. But My God, was it terrible.
I mean, I watched the original Ninja Turtles last week, and
well, that holds up.
Go, Ninja.
It's not
go,
terrible.
Ninja,
no.
But the cartoon?
Does not hold up.
So bad. I was so excited. They had like the first season about the cartoon.
On Disney Plus?
I was like, yeah, I'm going to watch all through this. I got through one episode. I was like, yeah, this is bad.
Where at?
Walmart, long time ago.
Oh, you bought it?
Yeah. And like the first season?
You played it on DVD.
Yep.
That's. You should try to return that, even though you bought it a long time ago.
These diapers already got shit in them.
They use the same animation cells over and over and
yep.
over.
Like, and then Leo, sometimes they don't color it in.
When Leo slices that, and they were the foot soldiers were robots, so they could show violence.
Right. Mm-hmm. They didn't kill anybody. They were robots.
That's fine.
Did you watch the Toys That Made Us? That whole
mm-hmm.
Ninja Turtles thing. Amazing. I never knew that.
Nope.
That was nuts. That he sold his stake in it for, you know, a couple million.
Yep.
And then
Ooh.
That dude sold it for damn near half a billion.
Oh yeah.
And still retained the rights to write more if he wanted to.
Yep.
That latest incarnation of the turtles is garbage.
Ooh.
They look deformed, weird looking. They don't have Shredder, they don't have foot soldiers. Raph's the leader.
We hates it.
Oh man, I understand updating it, but whoo, god
That's
dang.
Bad.
They went way too far.
And they made the toys as cheap as hell
mm-hmm.
too. Bad, bad turtles. It's terrible.
Yeah, Norrin collected all the
previous ones.
Yeah, the one before this.
That was
one.
Good.
The Nickelodeon one?
Yep.
Well, they're both Nickelodeon.
Yeah. Oh, are they? Okay.
Yeah, Nickelodeon owns it now.
Gotcha.
They bought it from
Viacom?
Yep, yeah. Whoever it was. They bought it for not even, it was a lot, but not that much.
So it's like Hasbro taking over for Toy Biz?
The Star
the
Wars
Legends.
Thing?
Oh, man.
Did you see the Star Wars thing is a nightmare, dude. Whoever had the Star Wars toys.
Kenner.
They had to pay $5,000 or something stupid. It's like $50,000 to keep the rights. They were like, "Nah, fuck it, let it go." And then
George Lucas got it right.
And then right after that, the next movie came out, the Phantom Menace, and they were like, billions of dollars. And on that toy show, you learn about supply and demand because then they made too much toys and people wouldn't buy them. But if
right.
they make not enough, everybody buys them.
Right.
Such a pain in the ass. That's our life. I don't really collect a whole lot of toys anymore, though. I'm trying to get out of the pop game, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Pop games got me by the...
From now on, I'm going to bring you at least one pop every week.
As long as you're paying for it. It's, what sucks is when I go to that little thing that has my collection on the app, it makes my stomach hurt. Like, oh, it says your collection is worth so much money, and then I'm like, ooh, or it tells you the number, 125 in your collection. I'm like, times 10. Oh, could have bought a hot tub. Oh,
I should have made a mortgage payment by now.
Yep. Could have had a turbocharger on my sweet Civic.
I'll tell my wife I paid half that.
Yep. But then I'm like, oh, but they're worth so much, but you're never going to sell them. That's also true. Just waiting on Connor to be old enough to say he wants
it's
them in
the
his
right
room.
Time.
So I can put them in there. I got Tiny Brick. But yeah, the most recent was Snake Suit Morty. And you got caught up on Rick and Morty. Did you tell Chris that yet?
Yeah, I did.
You did finally.
Yeah.
Nice.
There's everything in space, Morty.
Literally fucking everything.
That's my favorite.
Whoa. Oh. There were a couple moments I was like, good God, what the fuck?
Banana whiskey. I'm getting banana like slapped in my face.
Yep, it's banana. It's
good.
A banana split
Woo.
Milk stout.
Yeah.
Aged in whiskey barrels.
Woo! It's very pastry.
That's damn good.
I don't hate it.
If you took the whiskey out of it, it would make it a lot better.
See, this is why it's fun to have people that drink different things, because you're like, this is fucking terrible. And then you have this guy over here. It's like, this is the best beer I've ever drank.
Hot take.
The thing is, I would get a small pour of this, and that would be good for me for
life. Yeah, agreed.
For life.
Yep.
If I popped that bomber and that was the first glass and I had 30 more ounces to go, I'd be like, it's going to be a long night.
But then if you just want to get super drunk, because it is 14%, you'd be like, okay, I guess the rest of this bottle's going down.
This is seasonal?
I don't know. They do so many releases now. I don't know if it's a seasonal or a one-off or what.
I hope it's seasonal.
They even had like a barrel-aged version of their cookies and cream stout. And I was like, meh.
Yeah, it's so boring. Yeah, this is 18 ounces, I think. 18 ounces of heaven.
Does it come in a smaller portion?
Can I have the 2-ounce bottle, please?
How much for just one rib?
That would be funny. Like the liquor stores where they have those little shot containers of like Bacardi and whatever. Like when you get up to the counter.
Oh, yeah.
Like a buzz ball?
Yeah. And they have those
impulse buys.
Yep, impulse buys up at the register. It's like, hey, would you like to try our 14-ounce stout? It's only $5 for 2.5 ounces. Oh, I love the packaging. Yeah, you do.
Buy it.
It just says it over the loudspeaker.
Buy it.
What was that?
Every so often, they just, buy it.
There's someone watching security cameras, and anytime anyone's in front of merchandise, buy it.
Do it.
Can it be in the same voice that was on Fill Their Dreams?
Yeah, absolutely.
Then, yeah, I'll buy everything.
I mean, I would hire Kevin Costner just to be the one that says that.
This wasn't his voice.
Yeah. You want my paycheck?
Of course, Kevin Costner. Whatever you want.
He's a rough, tough cowboy in Yellowstone now.
That's actually a good show.
Is it?
Sons of Anarchy in Yellowstone.
Is that TV?
Yeah, essentially,
or is that
with horses.
Is that TV or is that cable?
That's cable.
I think Paramount Network.
He is correct.
Okay.
There is nudity and violence.
It's not nudity, because you don't see nudity.
There's some boobs on there.
Is it?
Yeah, when
the daughter, when she's in that
in
tub?
The trough, yeah.
Okay, it's like partial.
Oh, no, I'm about to show you guys.
It's enough for a teenager.
It's enough. Right. It's enough for me. No, I'm just kidding, but no, it's good. It's a good show. You're right.
Yeah, I liked it. I thought this last season, the last episode, was a bit anticlimactic, but
it's a good show. How many seasons does it have?
Two so far.
Two, and I think they've already started filming a third.
Nice.
Ooh, they're already filming it?
I believe so.
So I can get this on Hulu?
I'm not sure where.
Or I have to get a Paramount streaming service.
Not sure where you can get it now. So apparently, I don't know. Paramount Network, apparently if you had TV, you had it. I didn't know that.
That's weird.
I broke it. Yeah, I don't. I can't remember. You'd have to Google the Paramount Network, but it is a really, really good show. So, this has to take you to Pornhub. Because I don't pay for a membership to Mr. Skin.
Can't believe that thing's still a thing.
Right. Anyways.
I mean, they'll never run out of a job.
It's true.
Boom.
Oh, yeah, there's Nips.
It's y'all on there. Yeah, and that's not the only one either. There's more. There's a couple of, like, lovemaking scenes. That's what I call them.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Because the characters are in love with each other.
Right. That's why they're... Never mind.
Yeah.
Brother and sister.
She's pretty, she's cute too, but she's the badass bitch though. She scares me. She makes me nervous. She like kills people and does whatever she wants to.
Is this set back in like?
No, it's present day.
Oh, okay.
What's the show about though?
Ranch. They own a ranch and the Indian reservations next door. They want it and all kinds of people want it. Sorry, Scott, I'm stealing your thunder.
No, man, you're good.
I'm backing off.
No,
have, like,
you.
Oil on it.
No, you watched it. You're good.
I'm used to having a talk. It's a joke. Yep. Gotta cover up for these boys. Plus the Lakers game's on over here. I'm trying not to watch it. because it came on the Yahoo thing for free. So I can watch it for free.
Who are they playing?
The Knicks. It's a very hard team. It's
so
a very rough
game. Why are you watching?
It's the Knicks.
That's a WNBA team.
Nobody watches the WNBA.
It's true. No one does.
Except for Kobe.
I heard they signed like a max contract, like a 5-year, $300,000 contract.
That's sad, isn't it? The disparity.
Got to pay for your own injuries.
Yep.
I'm hurt. Oh, doc, you pay.
What about that?
Need surgery. Ooh.
How do you feel about a business degree?
Make more money as a doctor. That's weird. 5 years, yeah.
Are you on your spouse's insurance?
Oh, man.
Well, adult talk, insurance is no joke. I had to sign up for it this past year. Yeah. I used to not have to deal with that. Now I got to deal with that, and it's scary and confusing.
It's overwhelming.
Yeah.
It is. It's not fair.
Do you want to pay a lot up front and be covered for everything, or do you want to chance it and then pay nothing?
Do you want to roll the dice? You got to answer now. Otherwise, you have to wait a year.
Right.
So Brittany Griner, one of the biggest stars in the WNBA, her salary for this year is $113,000.
Nice.
For the whole season.
Did she choke out anybody lately? She seems like a nice lady.
Come on, dude.
She actually did like beat up her girlfriend. Didn't
oh yeah,
she?
Domestic violence and like.
Griner made $61,000 in her last season under. Oh my god, I made more than a WNBA star.
But you're also not playing basketball, so.
Dude, Adam Silver was saying that they've lost like $10 million per season.
Good, they suck. NBA sucks.
Well, not the NBA, the.
Oh,
the WNBA.
Oh, sorry.
They've lost.
The NBA's lost money, too, but it's because there's 82 freaking games.
Right.
So boring. And then Lakers play at 10 o'clock at night.
Right. And now Kawhi only wants to play every fourth game.
Load management?
Yep.
But so many words that I want to say right now that are not nice.
See the guy with the weird laugh?
Oh yeah. Yeah, I'm a nice guy.
Hey,
I'm gonna go to work tomorrow and just tell my boss load manage and see you tomorrow and leave. See what happens. I shouldn't have to work my brain 40 hours a week. If Kawhi doesn't have to play for 6 hours and two nights, it's not even that long. They play like 40 minutes a game. Shut your mouth. Oh, too much strain on my joints.
TV timeouts.
Go do something else, then. I would just laugh because, like, all the old, you know, if you did that in the 80s, they'd probably beat you up.
Right.
They'd put you in a locker room and drown you in the tub. Charles Barkley would beat the crap out of you.
He wasn't strong enough. He didn't make it.
Yeah, he's dead. They just bury the body and go on to the next town. You imagine telling Shaq you're going to load manage back in.
Hey, my foot hurts, so I'm going to stay out.
Shaq would pummel you. Oh god. Now they're just like, yeah, I hurt. It's like,
Everybody hurts.
I was laughing because Shannon Sharp was talking about football. I never took a playoff unless they made me. It's like, well, that's much rougher than basketball, so I don't understand Kawhi Leonard's point. Anyways. Yeah, I don't like load management. Mm. It's plus, man, I can't imagine, like, you get your tickets for your kid, me and you. We're going to the game, so excited. Show up and like, Kawhi Leonard sitting on the bench tonight because he hurts. Well, he's not really hurt.
Yeah. He's taking the day off.
Don't feel good. He got a little sneeze. He's got the sniffles.
But the bad part is not just games. It's even practices. He's like, Kawhi doesn't want practice today, so we're canceling practice. Okay.
And they wonder why that team is struggling right now.
Right. Avery Bradley was like, I've been here longer than anybody. Do I just get to not play tonight? That'd be cool. And then pay me.
That would be awesome for some B team star that gets like 2 minutes a game. I'm taking the night off, coach.
Just go ahead and pencil me in for a DNP.
Yeah. The whole team should just at the same time. We're all load managing tonight. Kawhi, you got it by yourself.
You've got all that. You and Paul George.
Good luck.
Have fun.
Good luck. 2-on-5. Now, see, that would bring the NBA back. I would watch that. Be a blowout, but
be funny.
Anyway, yeah. The NBA needs help. They need to cut some of them games out, shorten the season. You don't need playoffs should not last from May till July.
Right.
It's most of the
time. It really does, doesn't it?
What is this, hockey?
First week in May, then it ends June 30th, the last week of June. Last year there was a playoff game on my birthday. I was like,
Now they're talking about some weird bonus money tournament in the middle of the season or something.
Yeah, that got tabled. Yeah. For now, they're like, we're going to table that. We're working on this other stuff. Yeah, they need some help. They need to fix the tanking thing, too. They're like, hey, we redid the lottery odds.
Right.
And then the Lakers kept getting the first or second pick. It's like, good job. Good job.
We're gonna pick again.
We don't like it, so we're going to go again.
Yep. Yeah. It's just, yep, it is what it is. And they refuse to acknowledge the fact that the Lakers will always have more viewers than the Minnesota Timberwolves. Acknowledge it. Just acknowledge the fact. Maybe get rid of some of those smaller market teams.
Yeah, that's true.
Might help. I don't know.
Sure. Move them to Seattle, where they actually love their team.
They do need a team back. I'm supposed to get a hockey team, too. I think that's actually in the works.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's almost done.
That's what I thought.
They're working on the stadium. They're supposed to announce the team soon.
Well, if they already have an arena, then maybe it'll make the transition easier.
I wonder if they'll make it to the Stanley Cup Finals their first year, Vegas Knights. Did they make it to the Stanley Cup, or was that the one before?
No, they made it to the Stanley Cup, the inaugural year. Yeah.
That's not rigged.
They lost, though, didn't they?
Yeah,
they did.
Feels completely right, normal. Also, the Panthers and the Jaguars both made it to their respective championship games in their second seasons. How weird is that? Yeah, the Panthers and Jaguars both in their second seasons made it to the NFC and AFC championship game. And I know that because I was a Panthers fan because Kerry Collins.
Right.
Made it all the way there.
Yeah, Kerry, I remember you had that big-ass Carolina Panthers jacket in junior high.
Yeah.
Starter jacket?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Could put stuff in the pouch, dude. Could open that pouch. I have my pens and pencils in there. Teacher's like, take out a number 2. Whoosh. Got it in my pouch.
Anybody else need one?
Pop, 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 pop. It's like a kangaroo. Got all kinds of stuff in my pouch. That jacket was ridiculous. Now they cost $300.
Fantastic.
They brought them back. And I was like, oh, cool, Giants.
What do you get?
No.
What, do you get them in Foot Locker or something?
No, you had to go online.
Oh.
They're $300 a piece. I wasn't joking. Yeah, it was $300.
Nope.
It might have been $150. I don't know.
That's what happens when we don't mass produce them.
Nope. Yep. Supply and demand. Sportsman merchandise is just, that's nuts. It's crazy, man. Is this the last beer?
Yes. Unless you want some more Blackberry Goes.
I will... goes away on that.
Okay, fair enough.
I will say no to that. So Bray said Doolittle was okay, and I don't believe his ass.
I don't believe him at all.
Yeah, he's lying.
Did you have any desire to see that?
No, I was like, is this like the remake of the Eddie Murphy movie? This seems weird. I was like, why is Iron Man doing this?
Oh,
this
seems so
weird.
That'd be so awesome in the cutscene. He gets all fat. It's and then coming up next, Nutty Professor.
I don't. It didn't do well this weekend.
Spandex.
Spandex. The critics were like, "Yeah, this ain't that great," but I'm like it. It's in the medieval times too, right? Like castles and stuff, and Dr. Doolittle.
Yeah, it seems like a period piece. I didn't pay too much attention to it.
I'm like, and Robert Downey Jr. is like,
blood everywhere.
No. I see what you did there.
Yeah, Rotten Tomatoes gave it a 17%.
Ooh, that's funny. Your joke, you got funny jokes. Funny,
but
jokes.
The audience gave it 75%.
That means I usually agree with the critics because apparently I'm a stuck up person. So that's bad.
Apparently I'm being tracked.
Yeah, pass. I'm not going to see that.
I would not see... Yeah, don't see that. But also, what does that say? Scroll down. What's that trailer for? I can't read that, but it says 3.
It's in Chinese or something.
I would like to see the first 2 and then watch that 3rd one.
In theaters, January 24th.
I will be there. For Doolittle or for that?
For three.
Three. Oh, I can't wait to see three. Pretty excited about that.
I was hoping that was going to be like Little Ninjas 3.
Bam! But I don't know. Did you look at the leak that I sent you? I didn't send you pictures of it or anything.
Oh, I meant to click on it and...
Well, I didn't want. I know how you are about spoilers, so I was trying to be very cautious.
Well, no, I mean, I didn't think. I heard that they were going to use like the same voice. Like the only thing on Disney Plus that I was excited for was that Marvel What If, and they said it was a cartoon, and they're going to do, you know, like you know, what if you know,
yeah,
Cap died instead
Peggy's Captain America in one of them.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Looks pretty cool.
I haven't seen anything. I haven't heard anything about
that. Oh, the cartoon looks amazing.
Really?
Yeah, it's like a computer, almost like Scanner Darkly, that weird cartoon.
Really?
Almost like that.
I didn't even know that they were...
Mm-hmm.
I thought they were just talking about it. I didn't know
they got
to that point.
On Disney Plus, there's little clips of it and stuff.
Really?
Yeah, it looks amazing.
I haven't looked at that. The only thing you hear about Disney Plus is The Mandalorian.
Don't mock Baby Yoda.
I'm not into Star Wars, and I watched all that.
But for reals, yeah. No, What If looks awesome, but the Falcon and the Winter Soldier show is going to be amazing. It's going to be great.
When does that drop?
Before the end of the year, sometime.
Ugh. Really?
And the Scarlet Witch one too. Both of them before the end of the year.
Oh well, crap! It just started. I was thinking it was still like the end of the year.
That's just her and Vision hooking up a lot, right?
No, it's supposed to be weird, like 50s TV show and stuff. They're supposed to be going like insane. Like she's going insane and her powers all and all this weird stuff is happening, and then it ties into Doctor Strange.
Well, that's how she created like the Ultimate Universe, or that's how that whole thing came about.
Maybe she's going to create the Spider-Man universe, and that explains why Morbius is poking his fucking nose in our business. Jared Leto.
Yeah, that's still weird. I can't believe he's...
Get out of here. Get out of here, Jared Leto. What's the Vulture doing in your movie trailer?
Hey.
Hey, Doc.
Hey, what's up?
What? Yeah, everybody sent the internet into a frenzy. Kevin Feige hasn't even told us what's going on. I'm nervous. Actually, I don't really care. But no, it's going to be awesome. I'm excited. But they showed... So apparently someone else is going to be Captain America before Falcon is Captain America. Spoiler alert, I guess. Sorry, folks. Doesn't matter.
He's not a super soldier.
Might be, though. We don't know what's going on.
Well,
no.
I mean Falcon.
Oh, yeah. Well, maybe he will be, too.
He needs to get injected with super soldiers.
That'd be so funny. That's how it starts with the Winter Soldiers. Like, hey, man. Stabs him in the... You need this medicine to make you be a BA. No, that always did bother me, how normal human just runs around beating all these robots up and stuff. I'm like, Falcon, you don't even have powers. You're just normal. Captain America ran laps around you and said, on your left.
Don't do it.
But then you made me cry when you said, on your left in Endgame, so you win.
And then he was the last one to come out.
Yep.
On your left.
Everybody
else comes out, you know, this, that, and then all of a sudden...
Dramatic effect. And then plus the Wong, you wanted more? There's some YouTube video where they made it where like every action hero that's ever existed comes out. Have you seen that?
No.
It shows Wong, so you want more, and then somebody did the digital effect and it's got like RoboCop, Rambo, Terminator. Every action hero you've ever, the Power Rangers.
Nice.
Rick and Morty.
It's like an hour long.
Jesus.
It's just like, and it goes back to Wong like four different times.
Uh-huh.
He's like, you want more? And then more start coming. And he goes, you want more? And then more start coming. It's ridiculous.
Mighty Mouse shows up.
Yeah.
I'm in.
It's ridiculous.
Send me this link.
Anyways, it's something else. Yep. And Black Widow, that's only 2 months away now. Or wait. January, February, March, April, May. It's close. You excited about Black Widow?
I mean, it looks interesting. I mean, I haven't... Once Endgame happened, is like Marvel hadn't really done anything. They haven't said anything, and it's like you can't top that, so they're going to have to reset. And then, I guess Eternals is going to...
Hey, Far From Home was good.
No, well, yeah, it's...
Sony, I get it. Yeah. I liked it though. I really did like that movie.
I liked how they brought what's his face back? J.K. Simmons. Oh, yeah. Speaking of him, good shows. Counterpart is another good show. It's on Showtime? Stars. Oh. It's like opposite universe type thing. Remember Fringe?
Yes.
Like that, but less
Fringe.
Less sci-fi.
Okay.
Like, you know, there's a you on this world, but then you go to the other world and you could be a dick.
Parallel universes.
Yeah. And they're like attacking each other.
Jake Gyllenhaal made the multiverse, but then said, just kidding.
Oh, I was so mad.
That was like an Iron Man 3 twist, wasn't it?
There's like so many opportunities here. No, nope.
It's coming. But that's funny because that was like an Iron Man 3 twist.
Mm-hmm. And Thor 2. Those are the only two. Those are the only two Marvel movies I've never watched more than once. Thor, I almost walked out of Iron Man 3.
Thor 1's so bad too, though, with his bleached ass eyebrows. It's hard to look at him.
Yeah.
The only best part is when he's like, do you like the coffee? Please, I'll have some more. And he breaks the coffee glass.
I need a horse.
So you don't love Iron Man 3 or Thor 2?
I didn't care for Thor 2, but Iron Man 3 was garbage. I was like, you're building.
Yeah, it was so terrible.
Yeah, you're building everything to the 10 rings, and then you're like, he's a joke.
Just kidding. What's he supposed to be in the Shang-Chi movie?
Yeah. I think they were talking about doing like one-offs or those one-shots. They're like, the Mandarin's not really dead. That was a twist or something. And then they just kind of left it alone and didn't talk about it anymore.
And now he's the bad guy in the Shang-Chi movie, supposedly.
Then what they announced, Mahershala Ali as Blade, and then like, we'll do a movie in like 15 years.
2028. Blade.
Stay in shape.
It's going to go fight. It's going to fight Morbius.
It was like The Rock getting cast as Black Adam like 8 years ago, but apparently he's doing that now.
Yeah, they're shooting that now, aren't they?
Something
DC's
like that.
DC's a clusterfuck, so I don't even pay attention to it.
Yeah.
Here's Wonder Woman with Steve Trevor back in the 80s.
Hey, look.
Normal guy.
Hey, the 80s are popular. Let's do this.
And also, we're going to put the DECU Flash in this TV show called Infinite Crisis, but we're not sure if we're making a DECU Flash, so we don't really know what we're doing.
I still don't like Ezra Miller as a Flash. He's too weird.
I don't like any of DC stuff except for Martha. That's the only thing that mattered to me.
Why did you say that name?
That's the second time in a DC movie that I ever busted out laughing. I was laughing so hard I was almost crying. I thought that was the funniest thing in the world. And then when I saw the third Batman with Christian Bale, whenever he was trying to beat up Bane, where's the detonator? I was in the middle of theater on opening day. I was laughing so hard because all I could see was Pete Holmes. Where's the detonator? And he's like spitting on him, and the people behind me kicked me and said, shh. But I was like, this is fucking funny. This guy's like, yeah, where's the detonator? Still in his secret voice when no one's there that can know who he is.
Right, and they all know who he is.
Yeah, it's like, my secret voice. God, it was so funny. Christian Bale. And he might be in the new Thor. What's up, Beta Ray Bill? Possibilities. Cited.
I heard about that. I didn't know what role.
Well, that's just speculation. I listen to way too many speculative podcasts because I like them.
I saw a Beta Ray Bill pop.
Was it Christian Bale's face?
It had his teeth.
Yeah. Confirmed. Rumor confirmed. You heard it here first. Casual Lip broke the story. How awesome would that be? Christian Bale sends us a cease and desist letter. That'd be amazing. Marvel's Kevin Feige's not going to... Just stop this shit. Yeah, he took over Marvel TV. It's now called Marvel TV Studios. Change the name. Cancel everything. But they're still making that animated MODOK thing for Hulu. That's happening right now. They're casting it.
Huh.
Patton Oswalt is one of the characters, and there was two other people that I recognize, but it's just voices.
Hopefully he's Toad.
Did you ever do The Runaways?
No.
I think I barely finished the first season, and then the second season, they were in like a drainage. I don't know. I saw like one of those drainage waterway things. They were hanging out by a fence.
Okay.
And I was like, this is weird. And then I just never watched it again.
Just can't with those. I don't like shows anymore because, like, Sneaky Pete, I was all excited to watch it. Rhodey's watching it. Chris is watching it. So I was like, all right, let's see. Is it over? And then it's like, canceled. 20 questions we will never know due to the canceling of yeah. Sneaky Pete. I was like, get out of here. Like, I just don't understand. You could give anybody 1 hour, wrap the show up. Here's $1 million, 1 hour, wrap the crap up. They just won't do that. That's unfortunate. If I ever sign a TV contract, I'd be like, hey, give me an hour to wrap it up. That's why I will never sign a TV contract. I will never have my own TV show. Oh, I can't imagine. Like, just cutting.
But then when he asked for that, they wrap it up like this.
Yep. God damn you, Jax. It's all for the club, bruh. Get them out of guns. Guess what? Spoiler alert, 3 years later in Mayans, they're still in guns.
Of course they are.
Die for nothing.
Gotta make that money.
I think we got like 10 episodes into Sons of Anarchy, and then...
You should start that over.
Never finished it.
Since you're on an adventure.
Mayans on the...
FX.
No, is it after that?
Two or three years after. Stupid. No, I like Sons of Anarchy. I watch almost every show that I rewatch. I watch up to like the last half of the last season, and then I'm like, cut that off as fast as I can. And it drives my wife nuts, but I'm like, nope.
No, it's not going to ruin it again.
Nope. Yeah, I cannot stand the last half of The Office. Can't stand the entire last season of Parks and Rec is complete trash, and everybody wants to fight me on that.
Years
in the future, got three twins.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It's weird. Hate it, Brody. Dexter, nope. I'd watch all the way through Colin Hanks.
You don't like Lumberjack Dexter?
What else do I cut off? Spartacus, but Spartacus is for a different reason because I will cry for 2.5 days after I watch the end of that.
Right.
God damn it. It's all brutally murdered.
Right, and then he really does.
That's how it's supposed to be.
Or at least one of them.
That's terrible, Rhodey. That's terrible. It's a low blow. I'm trying to think what other shows I just cut off like that. Sons of Anarchy. I watched it all the way up to like the last three episodes, and then Caitlin was like, you're not going to finish? I was like, hell no.
Friends? You watch Friends all the way through?
No.
Yep.
Hell no. That last season's pretty bad too.
See, you're talking about all these.
Especially because he starts with the Ross. Like, you realize that the writers right there at the end were like, let's put Ross and Rachel together fast. Just so dumb.
Bring them back together.
The Mandalorian kind of did a little bit of that too at the end of that last episode. They're like, plot holes, close them. And then the two guys talk to each other for like 3 minutes and close all the potholes. Because he's like, what about this? Done. What about that? Done. What about over here? Done. You go there. Cool. Out. Later. Peace. I was like, well, that was weird.
Everybody's dead.
That was weird. But no, I can't. And plus the Chandler and the twin babies and Anna Faris. That whole last, I did not like that last season. Like, I'd watch it if it was good. But it just, you know, they have to wrap it up, and you realize that that's where they're steering the boat towards, and it just makes it not as entertaining.
Right.
It's like, oh, I got to steer towards the ending. I'm trying to think, like, How I Met Your Mother. Like, I don't like the mom, but that ending's not terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Except, well, I guess the last episode is kind of bad. Robin.
Yeah. I think I'm on the last season. I started rewatching that. Whenever I was in that part.
In the dumpster.
Yeah. Whenever I was trying to find something to watch, I had to watch something. I was on that last season, and I think I'm right where Barney and Robin are getting married.
That whole season is that wedding. It's all one day. Such a pain in the dick.
Yeah.
Bah! Angry Jason.
Did you ever watch the... It was on Netflix. It was... some like zombie post-apocalyptic thing, like teenagers, they all had like factions.
Chris told me to watch it.
Yeah.
And then it got canceled.
It started off good, but then about the fourth or fifth episode, all of a sudden it just turned into like some big like homoerotic, like free for all thing. I'm because I'm watching it and then checking my phone, doing this and that, and look up, and all of a sudden it's like a full on like gay like. And I'm like, what the hell is going on here? When did this happen?
So it pulled a Nip Tuck.
Nip Tuck and Spartacus, man. Lots of stuff in Spartacus. Yeah, I like it. Nip Tuck. I like the ending of Nip Tuck, except for they broke up. So,
son of a bitch.
That last season was good, though. Thanks.
Dr. Doom, right?
Because of your... Yeah, because of your thing led to that. Bam, Nip Tuck. Yeah. I need to I haven't rewatched that, though. That'd be a weird, interesting thing to... Christian Troy, dude. Yep, Julian McMahon.
Yep.
Look at that wasteful knowledge that I have in my head. No, that was good. Dr. Doom was terrible, though.
Yeah.
He was given a crappy script, though.
Yeah.
In his defense.
Yeah, especially in the sequel. Half the time, that wasn't even him in the suit.
Kidnapped, yeah, because he wasn't there. He was shooting something else. Can't remember.
Was it?
No, it was something else. He was shooting some other stupid movie.
Oh.
They're both of their careers have gone nowhere, sadly, because I get all excited when I'll see them and I'm like, watch it. And I'm like, that would have been a direct to video if that existed. That would have been a blockbuster. You could rent it on the weekend. No one would have rented it. It would have still been there. Yeah, no. Hard pass on that. But anyways, Silver Surfer's coming back. They're bringing the Fantastic Four.
Again,
but this time in the Marvel Universe, Chris, with Jared Leto.
Is Jared Leto playing every single person in the Marvel Universe?
Yeah, no, Jared Leto's going to be in the same universe as the Silver Surfer.
Of course he is.
With his shirt off and like screaming from yesterday. So if he doesn't sing at least one time, I'm going to be upset.
I forgot about that band.
If he's not on the soundtrack, I'm not watching.
Exactly.
He doesn't have a solo musical.
I said it. I went from not wanting to see that movie at all to probably going to watch it in theaters because of the Spider-Man Vulture.
Oh, yeah. They're going to have something to tie it together.
And then I'm going to laugh because knowing Sony, that's probably not even in the movie. And like, there's nothing that there's nothing that ties it at all.
We got him.
Wait, Spider-Man's not in this universe. Oh, that'd be so funny.
This is just a...
God,
something we did poor Sony. You're welcome.
No, like they would show you that he's in there, so you'll go see it, give them all their money, and then like, nope.
Yep.
It's just Venom. It's just Tom Hardy, short little.
Have they started shooting that? The sequel?
I don't know. I hope not.
Well, they said Andy Serkis is the director. I still don't get how they can have Venom without Spider-Man first.
That movie was terrible. Did you see it yet?
No, I have not.
Oh, I got this virus.
So it's like Outbreak.
God bless him. Oh, She Venom, let's make out.
The guy, the guys that wrote it, they did you see that movie Life with Ryan Reynolds? They were trying to say that was like a prequel to Venom. They were trying to, or people were trying to make that connection because when he crash landed.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I could see that. That's better than 9 million symbiotes. And blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, then they're all coming together.
But nothing's better than Woody Harrelson in a red, curly haired, red wig saying, there's going to be carnage. Is there?
It was the best part of the movie.
I bet it was for you, Chris. Read a comic. I'm just playing. Oh, that was the worst. Oh my god, his wig was terrible, his makeup was terrible, and he's like, hey Cletus, there's gonna be carnage. Why? Never.
But he was on a motorcycle jumping.
Yeah, sad, but whatever. Tom Holland wouldn't fit in that movie the way it was.
Oh yeah, the Venom one.
He's so jittery and happy, and Venom's like so dark and brooding. Yeah, it's like Tom Hardy's like, it just wouldn't work. Anyways,
fuck it.
But yeah, no, this has been fun. Thanks for the nasty beers, Rody.
You're welcome.
That last one was good, Rody. Thank you.
I think we need to have Scott back on, though, and do a whole Iron Man 3 podcast. Ooh, it would be so much fun.
I cannot wait.
You have to watch it and
I'll
do it.
I'll bring the knives.
I'm serious. We should watch it and talk about it, because it's. I think it's all of our least favorite movie. What's your least favorite out of them?
I don't know. Probably one of the Hulk movies.
I had to tell my mom that Eric Bana's movie is canon in the Hulk thing, and she didn't believe me. I was like, yes, it is.
Yeah, that's right.
They don't say that it is, but it replays Eric Bana's entire movie at the beginning of that Hulk movie with Edward Norton.
Yeah.
It shows the whole thing.
And then, what's his name? William Hurt. No, he wasn't in that one. He was in the Ed Norton one, right?
Yeah.
Still curious what would happen if Ed Norton
would have stayed.
Yeah, because shoot, man, he rewrote half that Hulk movie.
Well, he's a douchebag, and so is
Ruffalo.
No, Red Skull.
Well, yes, but
Red Skull.
Oh, Hugo Weaving.
Thank you. Yeah, he's a douchebag too.
Yeah, Ross Marquand was pretty damn good.
Now Hugo Weaving's like, I tried to come back, but they wouldn't pay me enough. Shut up. No, because when he did it, after Captain America, he's like, never doing that again. Too much makeup, no recognition. That's not real acting. Now he's like, I tried to come back for Endgame, but they wouldn't pay me enough. It's like it was 45 seconds worth of work.
Right. I'd
give you $10 million.
And they ended up doing CG with that guy's voice. Mm-hmm. That guy's an awesome impressionist, by the way. He's awesome.
And now he looks like Rick from the comics. Which, by the way, I am caught up on The Walking Dead.
Are you? Do you feel like that's a good thing?
The whole beta thing, that whole...
We haven't watched any of this season.
Okay.
I finished last season where they were walking off into the winter.
Oh, like, yeah. Yeah, that's where I finished. Whatever's on Netflix.
Oh, okay. We're caught up then.
Yeah, where Negan and What's-Her-Face are talking. I'm still pissed it should have been Carl.
Yep. Coulda, woulda, shoulda.
Coral.
Also, in the Jay and Silent Bob thing, Robert Kirkman makes a cameo, and someone pops, Jay pops up, and he's like pinching his nipples, and he's like, this is for killing Carl and Glenn, you son of a bitch. So I had to Google to make sure it was I didn't think it was the real him, but it sure as shit was. I was like, well, I'm proud of you, Rick. And then he just completely canceled The Walking Dead because he was bored.
Yep.
Anyways, this has been fun. Next week is a big, big get for us. We got Village Creek Brewing, and they have an announcement.
Ooh,
they're opening.
Hell yeah.
Follow Village Creek Brewing on the Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. That way you will know who we're interviewing. It's going to be fun. I'm so excited about this, Art. Can't wait.
Soft opening, January 29th.
That picture looks like it's just land.
Right.
So, it's like, there's still shrubbery there, so I'm really hoping you're going to hold him to the fire on that. We'll be standing out there drinking beers. Oh, yeah. Anyways, thanks, Scott, for coming.
Thank you for having me.
I'm dead serious about this Iron Man thing. If you can mull that over, because we'd have to all rewatch it, take some notes, and come back, and let's do it.
Yeah, maybe we can have more treat yourself.
we could do that on a Saturday or Friday, but yeah, think about it. That would be fun. It'd be fun. I haven't broke down a shitty movie in a long time. So, anyways, thanks, everybody. Y'all have a good whatever. Chris cut me off. I hate him so much.
Son of a bitch. I didn't hit anything.
I hate you.
Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. We're sorry we have to go.
Have to go.
Today is over and done.
It's done.
Next week is close, but not too close.
Not too close.
So think about next week.
Think about next week.
We'll be back next time, but not too soon.
Not too soon.
So we don't get too old.
Don't get too old.
The show is over and done.
It's
for
done
now. But
now,
when we come back, it will be good.
It will be good.
Knicks need to score quickly. Morris hesitated.